Welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. The Vegas Voice, the voice for your health, wealth, and good times, and Nevada's most powerful senior media resource. I'm John the Announcer, and happy to introduce the various Vegas Voice segments and interviews that you can also find in our magazine, on our websites, and YouTube channel. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the Vegas Voice.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Vegas Voice Podcast Network. I'm Dan Roberts, the publisher of the Vegas Voice, and one of the great things that I have to do is that I get to talk to all of our wonderful columnists, and I have a great one today, an absolute great one, a delight. Her name is Lisa Kemmerling, and she has been a columnist for the Vegas Voice for about a year and a half now. So with that in mind, Lisa, thank you for coming to the podcast.
Thank you, Dan. I'm really excited today, and it's amazing. I can't believe I've had the opportunity of working with all this wonderful group of people for a year and a half. Time flies when you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Let's talk about your background. Tell Perfect. Us a little bit about yourself.
Wonderful. I started out as, I bootstrapped my entire career. I started out going to 2 years of community college in Illinois, where I grew up, and then moved to California, went for another 2 years to community college, and kind of built up from there and created this business degree that I got, and wanted to work in medical. I was fascinated with the medical field, wanted to, you know, be a medical sales manager, you know, work with patients and doctors and physical and occupational therapists. And that's kind of where I started out. Mm-hmm. I spent about 28 years doing that.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. And then from there, I had always been passionate about fashion. And that's where I got to now.
And your column is called Fashion
Couture.
And, you know, the great thing about it is that you can say and write anything you want, and the publisher and the editor has absolutely no idea about fashion or anything else along those lines. When you think of fashion, and let's use women's fashion, because there is no men fashion as far as I'm concerned, but women's fashion, what do you do? What do you look? I mean, I think women's mind is different than men's as to clothing and stuff.
That is very true. And I think when you first start out in fashion, when you think of young people, you see them in all their midriff tops. My daughter is one of those people. I love her dearly, but she's got this washboard stomach and she can wear those, you know, short tops. But as we age and we age beautifully in life, you know, sometimes the fashions fall off the wayside. And when I came into, you know, clean lines, I decided that I wanted to do something that gave people an opportunity, specifically women, a choice to look at and say, okay, regardless of age, I'm going to look great.
You know, one of the things, again, showing you my limited idea of fashion, is I see the young ladies now wearing jeans, and the more they're ripped, the more I guess they're in style. And I can't even imagine anything like that, and I can't imagine women readers of the Vegas Voice would even consider something like that.
That's a really good point, and I'm glad you brought that up because I am one of the people that does not believe in ripped jeans. Now, when I go to Magic, and I go twice a year.
That's the Magic Convention,
yeah, right? At the Las Vegas Convention Center, I go in February with the students, and I go in August for myself.
Right.
And I always see ripped jeans. And I'm asking myself the question, who are these designers creating these fashions for? Perhaps maybe if you, you know, are a celebrity and you want to, you know, make a different look for yourself, maybe that's in. But I think for the everyday woman, and I like to consider myself an everyday woman, you don't see that. And I don't want to see it on women.
Okay. And I guess there's a change of fashion styles or ideas. Someone like your daughter, someone who's in their 20s or high school age and college age, and they have children, they grow up. But for our Vegas Voice readers, 50 and over, is there an appropriate woman's fashion that when you're going out at night, or what to wear and what not to wear?
Yes, there is something appropriate to wear. and I say this very gingerly, there's a collection of people that like to and want to, for whatever reason, look younger than they are. And I always like to say that beauty and age and grace kind of go hand in hand together. And you can look at styles, and some people, you know, some women will go into a store and they'll get kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm daunted by the number of styles that are available to them. Start with simplistic looks. You know, start with a pair of black slacks, a pair of navy slacks, capris in the summertime, skorts, skirts, whatever. And you can build it from there. You can add a nice top and some color. We are really fortunate that we live in the desert, so we have all these beautiful colors to pick and choose from, you know, starting pretty much in March, and they go carry all the way through till November. So I think that a woman, when she goes out and starts looking, you don't have to go into, okay, well, this is where the 70 and 80 and 50 and 60-year-old shop, you know, and you don't want to steer clear from the 20 and 30-year-old, you know, attire. Just look at what makes you feel comfortable and what makes you feel good about yourself.
And again, this is completely foreign to me because, A, I'm not a woman, and two, I never really cared about fashion. But is there a certain look for somebody who is 50 plus, who is a Vegas Voice reader, than somebody who is younger? And I would never do something like that. Is there anything along those lines? Is there a place where you can shop and not shop? And I mean, what's the thing so that even if you walk into a place and you see ripped jeans, you don't get laughed at for being, you know, an elderly woman, let's use that, a more mature woman?
Again, I will go down this road, and I tend to not try to, you know, identify stores, but in this particular case, since you asked me directly, yeah. I'm going to say that for a woman that's 50 and above, there's a wonderful store here right at the district called Chico's.
Okay.
And Chico's is a fantastic store. They did carry ripped jeans for a minute, and I was never a fashion of them, and if I ever had a client, I steered them away from that. What I think is most appropriate is you can go in there and you can talk with them, and they have white pants and they have navy, black, cream, you know, beige, anything you can think of. And they show it on the mannequins. Their staff will even help. Or you can hire a fashion consultant.
Right, like yourself.
Yes.
Well, as a fashion consultant, someone comes up to you from a Sun City location and says, go ahead and dress me. What do you look at? What, you know, either they're skinny or maybe not so skinny. And what do you do? As you make your choices?
That's really important. First of all, what I do is I look at the individual. I get to know them. I spend the first hour before we ever do any shopping or any suggestions of any kind, and I ask them a lot about themselves. I want to know what they do. Mm-hmm. Are you involved in sports? Do you have a personal life that, you know, takes you out on dates a lot? Or maybe you're married, you have your partner, and you guys go and do things together. Are you a traveler? You know, those are important things to know. Maybe they're still working. A lot of them still have careers, and they want to know, how can I go from day to evening? So I find out a lot of things about them first, do my research, and then from there I start making some suggestions, and I look at them as a person on balance.
Are there certain colors that are in now as opposed to a couple of years ago? Because, again, from a guy's point of view, no colors are in or no colors are out on a given day.
Yes. Well, I had a lot of fun and magic in February, and a lot of the fluorescents are coming back in. So think bold, you know, green, fluorescent pink, you know, purples and oranges. I'm kind of wearing kind of a salmon today. That's really important. And those colors, I'm going to say from 50 and above, yes, they're fantastic, but put them as a muted underneath, meaning make it as a more of a you know, T-shirt underneath, mm-hmm. a little jacket or something like that. Or get the pants and wear the pants and then, you know, make it a little more muted with a little more monochromatic look on top, and then pair it down with white or something.
And doing so and being, you know, fashionably correct, so you're not embarrassed and you look really sharp. I understand that. Is it expensive to do all that? Or can it be done, you know, on a thrifty budget, let's say?
Excellent question, Dan. So I have worked with everyone from, you know, that has a $500 budget to people that have an unlimited. And the $500 budgets, they were shocked with me that I could actually find them really cute and stylish clothing. You can go to places like a Marshalls or a, you know, I'm trying to think. Anyway, Marshalls and those kind of stores. You know, those are the types of stores that you can find some, you know, pricing that's maybe more in line. If you only want to spend $100 and maybe you want to get one outfit and you want a pair of pants and a top, you know, maybe a nice little shirt to go over the top of it. And it's not quality, you know, so you got to look around a little bit. If you're going to have more quality things, then you start going to your Dillard's and your Chico's and things like that.
What is the one thing, with the limited time we have left, what is the one thing you want to tell women our age, Sun City, women, those who read the Vegas Voice, about fashion? What would be the one thing you would tell them?
Fashion is a personal statement, and it's something about your personality. So if you put on that fluorescent pair of pants and that, you know, white top to go with it, know that whatever you're presenting is what you – that's kind of like a little bit about who you are. It's kind of an unwritten statement that says, talk to me, you know? And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money, and it just takes a little ingenue.
So does that go for men too?
Yes, it does.
All right,
absolutely.
So my fashion statement is that I am a slob. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
You are not.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. People listening to this, they read your column. Yeah. They have questions. They want to get a hold of you. They can always call the Vegas Voice, but they can contact you directly. How do they go about doing it?
That's easy. They can contact me on my personal cell, 925-719-2314, or lisa@cleanlinesfashion.com.
Lisa, see, it was a lot easier than we thought. So, you know, I learned something, which means that if I ever need something, I'm going to turn to you. At least with the ripped pants. So I thank you so much
for
coming here. This is Dan Roberts for the Vegas Voice Podcast Network, and we will see you next time. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dan.